It's a sunny day inside the Lincoln Memorial, and in the video, people are walking around, taking photos. But the focus is on a very reluctant woman whose friends are pushing her to sing. This is Jefferson County Middle High School Assistant Principal Star Swain. And what happens next? Well, here's the video.
I know it's strong. I have a very strong voice. I know I've heard it to be commanding, even in talking voices, you know, which is probably why I never had a problem with discipline in my classrooms. And write songs
through the pain. As the song continues, the crowd, once noisy, gradually gets quieter. There are rules to keep people from performing at national monuments, but the guards are just standing by listening. And at the end, the crowd erupts in cheers. A woman is seen in the background fanning herself and sobbing.
Oh my God. She did it.
Swain has largely shied away from public performances, with the exception of Sunday mornings at church. But she's been singing since she was a little girl in Macon, Georgia. There have been offers and promises of recording contracts, but nothing has ever come of it. A few years ago, Swain was turned down by the BET Gospel Talent Showcase, Sunday's Best, after making it through several rounds. She still remembers the audition song, It Is Well, and she remembers the responses.
It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. I remember what each person said, but the final say was because I had my eyes closed. Yeah. So we missed that opportunity because of that.
Her eyes are closed as she sings the national anthem. In fact, in this clip from more than 10 years ago, Swain's eyes are also shut. That's Florida A&M University's Marching 100 Band performing the song Order My Steps. Swain is singing. She's a proud former band member and FAMU alumna, but the English teacher and assistant high school principal is wary about being labeled as just a singer.
I know that everything has a purpose. Everything in my life has a purpose, and this gift is supposed to be used for that platform to touch the lives of millions, billions, people all over the world. That is what God has given me this gift for. But not just that. It will open the doors for me to use other gifts to do the same thing, to encourage, to uplift, and to build. So, you know, when I do venture out to do other things, I don't want it just, but you're a singer, you know. No, I'm a person who sings, who has a gift to sing, but I also have this to offer as well.
Still, that moment at the Lincoln Memorial has resonated with her too.
You know, when you come to Washington, D.C., and you come to visit the different monuments and see different sites, you're coming most times because you are an American and there's some type of value in what is there. It means something to you. So I think for them to be there at that moment, at that time, and to hear the Star Spangled Banner, their national anthem, it made it personable to them. There was something that they could relate to, and I think that is what really made them appreciative of it.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.